The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us on the line right now is John Townsend, AAA Mid-Atlantic spokesman, who had some things to say about the use of these speed cameras in the District of Columbia. And good morning to you, John. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Okay, so you got the speed cameras, you got the red light cameras, you got the stop sign cameras, and we've turned out as we look at this that it's very, very profitable for the District of Columbia to have all these cameras.
That's right, to the tune of $300 million.
Wow.
That's how much revenue it yielded last year from these devices and also from parking tickets, too. We've never seen anything like it in our lives. $2.7 million tickets in a one-year period.
Yeah, is that a big increase in the amount that they've done over the past years?
That's a huge increase. In fact, we're seeing a 70% increase in the number of speed camera tickets and red light camera tickets, intersection speed camera tickets, and stop sign camera tickets.
Well, okay, so but what's driving this? Is it that there are more cameras out there, or are there more speeders out there?
Well, it may be both, and it's easy to rack up a speed camera ticket in the District of Columbia because most of these cameras are posted on roadways with a speed limit of 25 miles per hour. Now, people say that's the legal speed limit in the district, and that's the de facto speed limit in the district. But curious to us that they are posting these cameras on roads with low speed limits. So you can easily generate a lot of tickets. Now, what's curious is that drivers make 1.9 million vehicle trips a day to District of Columbia. And although we're looking at 1.1 million automated traffic camera tickets in a year's period, what they really are doing is ticketing people in non-rush hour periods. In other words, at 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning when the traffic is free-flowing. Mm-hmm. And so it's easy to generate tickets when you have speed limits. Now, they'll hate me for saying this, that speed limits are artificially too low.
I was just going to ask you if they're too low. They are. They're absolutely ridiculously low.
Right. And there's a move afoot in the district to even lower it to a lower level from a de facto speed limit of 25 to 20 miles per hour.
15?
And in some cases, 15 around certain areas.
Which is crazy. Here's my thing. Brian has maintained that this has nothing to do with safety, because if you want safety, just make it 5 miles an hour. Everybody's got to ride a bike. And then we'll have bike pileups. Here's what I've always thought, especially with the red light cameras. I don't have a problem with red light cameras because I do think people run red lights. However, every now and then the light turns and you can't stop in time. You're so afraid of the ticket. You jam on your brakes. The guy behind you plows into you. And now you've got an accident. And I think that that does happen. And I think in some instances, these red light cameras can be very unsafe.
Well, let me explain this to you, Mary. So here's the sneaky, dark secret of red light camera tickets in the District of Columbia. So if you barrel straight through a red light, then the fine is $150. But if you stop to avoid getting a red light camera ticket, as you just said, and you stop over the white stop bar or in the crosswalk, the fine is also $150. But a person who goes through on yellow, or a person who's already in the intersection when the light turns red, doesn't get a ticket. But if you stop to avoid a ticket, you're charged $150. And almost 70 to 80% of red light camera tickets in the District of Columbia and the surrounding jurisdictions and across the nation are not issued to people who barrel through the red light. They're issued to people who are making a slow right turn on red. Now, here's the scandal to that. In the District of Columbia, the fine on the books for that is $50. But if you are caught doing it on a red light camera, you're charged $150, $100 more than the actual fine if a police officer were to pull you over and give you the ticket. And that is scandalous.
So what they're saying is yellow means gun it.
Right.
That's basically what that means. If you see the yellow light, hit the gas and get the heck through the intersection.
All right, so let me just ask you the big question here. I mean, this really is the big question. And the question for our audience as well, if you want to weigh in, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Is this about safety, or is this about generating revenue for the district?
Well, it's about both. It's about safety, and it's about generating revenue. I think when the district first installed the automated traffic enforcement system, they were so busy fighting crime and people were demanding greater traffic enforcement, they put the systems in. And they did have a great impact on the number of crashes and accidents in the city. But what happened is that they discovered there was a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah.
And you were talking about millions and millions of dollars. Look, in the last 10 years, the district has generated almost $1 billion in revenue
wow.
from automated traffic enforcement. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the most lucrative programs
yeah.
in the country. And it is interesting to see who is getting the tickets. For example, we talked about the fact that they generated $300 million in revenue last year.
Right.
But motorists refused to pay $125 million in tickets last year. And so they're voting literally, and people don't like to hear us say this, with their feet and their pocketbooks. They are refusing to pay.
Yeah, and I'll tell you the other side of it is, and they don't realize this, is people are also refusing to go into the district.
That's true.
The choice of spending your entertainment dollars by driving into the district mm-hmm. and running a pretty good chance of getting some kind of ticket while you're down there, parking ticket, red
right.
light, or a speeding camera ticket, or you can stay someplace else and not incur that cost, where do you think you're going to go with your entertainment
right.
dollars?
One quick question before we let you go. I know in other states, other cities have tried these red light cameras, and they wind up being litigated out of profitability because people say, I have the right to meet my accuser. I have the right to question my accuser. You cannot question a camera in court. And so one person does it, and they win because they don't have the right to question their accuser in court, and then it piles up and piles up. And so everyone is now litigating and questioning these red light camera tickets and stop sign tickets and speed limit tickets, and they wind up being dumped. Why has that not happened in the district?
Well, because it's so dependent on it, because...
But why hasn't anyone challenged it that way?
Because you have a system, for example,
yeah,
where if you try to fight a speed camera ticket, you have to do it with a department that appoints the hearing officer, and so there's a conflict of interest.
It sure
because
is.
The hearing officer is being paid by the district.
But isn't it a law that you have the right to question your accuser
but,
in court?
But if the system is stacked where you can never get a hearing on that issue,
then I never pay my ticket.
Yeah, well, then you get towed or the boot. That's the thing.
That's true.
Well,
you need one
true.
Person with money to get one of these tickets to just say, that's it, I'm done.
That's it, I'm
that's
done.
Exactly
I had a person call us yesterday and ask whether citizens should file a class action lawsuit against the district because of this automated traffic enforcement program and how it literally cheats motorists out of money.
Well, we're
in the name of traffic safety.
We're going to have to leave it right there. John Townsend with AAA, thank you so much for joining us here today.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.